man. All right, standing room tickets for Game 3 of the World Series between Texas and St. Louis. What do you think is going to go for?
Standing room, $250.
I know because I looked this up yesterday because I'm already...
Why? So you cheated.
I'm already ticket shopping.
Really?
Yes.
Because, you taking friends or are you just going yourself?
Do you call your wife your friend?
No.
Okay. Sometimes.
Then no. Then no, I'm not taking friends.
A wife is just an enemy that you have sex with.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, I know. Standing room only tickets, at least last night, were going for $375.
That's exactly right. $375. Wow. The cheapest upper reserved ticket is $395.
Just better break it to the kids. It's not going to happen.
And, well, you've done worse than this, haven't you, Giorgio?
Yeah, for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is like $500 or something.
You went $500 a ticket for a Super Bowl.
That was face value, though.
Yeah, this is a secondary market that I'm quoting you here. Lower box seats, $715. And you can sit in the VIP infield for just $22.50 per ticket.
You can sit in the infield?
Wow. Oh, okay, I'll pay $22.50 for that. I'm going to sit in the shortstop.
They have some folding chairs there.
I'll see a lot of action there.
So you're shopping, Junior. You're going too as well, Giorgio?
Yeah, I want to go next Sunday. Take the family.
My regular press pass won't cover it?
No.
Rats.
You need a special press pass.
Hmm. Who's taking our ticket press passes?
Well, I don't know.
Not you.
I mean, we'll have a couple, so...
Come on, let's pull rank.
I guess they're up for grabs. Yeah, you might be able to do that.
No, I want to watch it at home. Because I want the experience. Okay. I want the experience like most fans, the common man who watches it at home, Giorgio, while you're 1%ing everyone by actually going to the game.
Well, I want you to protest me going to the game outside the stadium.
I'm going to have Occupy Arlington, and I'm going to be in a city park near the ballpark protesting the 1%ers that are going to the game. Yeah, so there you go. There are the prices, and we'll keep an eye on that and keep you informed when they become updated. We'll look at the tote board. This is interesting. Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington hosted the Super Bowl, World Series, and NBA Finals within a 7.5-month stretch.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's only happened like once before.
Or something?
Yeah, Los Angeles in 71 or 72, I think.
It says 66 and
okay.
67.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's it. And none of them hosted in the same year. You know, this is spread over 2 years, mm-hmm. But one sports year, how would you, I guess one calendar year is what you'd say.
Yeah.
So a calendar year is not January to December. A calendar year is, no, that's a calendar year.
That's a calendar year.
So a year is just any 12-month period, though.
Oh.
Sex.
What?
That wasn't the question.
That was just a placeholder until.
Okay, but
when
yeah,
I think of a year, I think of a calendar year.
Yes. But this is. This is not a calendar year.
I think you're talking about a 12-month period, which, wow, that poor woman.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, take her to the hospital at that point. Speaking of...
your jokes are falling so flat here at the golf tournament. They're not scoring with engineering, promotions.
Or promotions.
Uh-uh.
All right, well, should I try a few more?
Yeah, try a few more.
Oh, no. I will as they occur to me. All right, Occupy Dallas. I mentioned Occupy Arlington, the one that I'm trying to get up and going for Game 3. Well, Occupy Dallas has been going on for a while, but they had to move to a different park. And they say they lost a few of their occupiers during the move. People just saw it as an opportunity to quickly bow out and head back to their 3-2 in Lakewood.
By the way, I'm getting one going, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be outside the Dallas Zoo this week protesting the octopus exhibit. It's Octopi Dallas.
Pretty good.
Oh,
okay,
see?
Engineering says
Tony
pretty
liked
good.
That.
Tony.
Jeez.
I'm getting good response from these.
This program has sunk to an all-time low.
Yeah, because you know what they have at the Dallas Zoo? A flipping octopus.
Yeah, what exhibit is this, Craig? I don't think I've ever seen it there.
I'm protesting the fact that they don't have an octopus exhibit.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, so they've all but one guy has moved away from Pioneer Plaza. That's where they had to move out of. And one guy is still staying there, saying that it's his. He's got a sign that says, "This is my home, this is my right, this is my stand." He's taking a stand to stay there. He also has another sign that says, "Free hugs." That's painted on his bare chest.
Are you going to go down there and get a free hug from him?
No. Can you imagine the smell? I bet you he smells like Bill Belichick.
Why do you think he smells?
He just looks like he hasn't showered. And there's something about him that looks like he smells like
house paint and ejaculate.
He is the worst dressed coach in football history.
That sweatshirt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With the cutoff sleeves.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
And his bouquet may have an undercurrent of gristle in it, too. He may smell like a little bit of gristle.
You don't think he smells like power tools?
Power tools? You know, they all just kind of work through there, don't they? Power tools.
By the way, did you see that movie bombed this weekend?
It looks bad, Gordo. The previews look terrible.
Why are you pinning me for this?
Well, because you've been promoting it as a game changer for the last 2 weeks.
I never said it was a game changer. You said I interviewed those guys.
This is your zookeeper.
You're so into promoting it that you flew to New York
right.
to help
you're
them
so
promote
excited
it.
About
they
it.
Flew me to New York because that's where those guys were.
It was ninth this weekend
just
at the box office.
Wow, we should stand for greatness.
Wow.
Whoa!
That's the
Lee Trevino is throwing out some hot sports.
How are you, sir? Yes.
Where's the? Do we have a mic for Lee Trevino?
Here, give me mine. I'll give him my mic for Lee Trevino.
We can hop on real quick. There you go.
He's saying something about Tony Romo. What are you talking about, Mr. My Trevino?
Listen,
happening is shorting out.
Listen,
oh, no, hold on.
Here, you can have my
No, no, here, sweet.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah,
there
we go.
There we go.
There we go.
This is the great Lee Trevino.
Yay! How y'all doing this morning?
Good to see you.
I didn't know you guys got up this early. Folks, you got to see this. They got a desk up here. There's so much junk out here in front of them, but you know what? They got a great big old dish over here with all kinds of donuts.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have got to stop that stuff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's good to be here. It's good to be here.
Yeah, this is a great event, isn't it?
Huh?
This is a great event.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
I've been involved with the St. Jude. Every time I won the tournament in Memphis, I always donated. Danny Thomas and I were good friends. We used to play in the Hope together and everything. And I actually was started when we had just one building in Memphis, Tennessee. And we only took care of kids that had cancer. And now what we're trying to do is we're trying to battle any type of disease that children have. And we're doing research and whatever. It's really come a long, long way. And my hat's off to these people that are doing this. Joe Hager and all of the organization here in Dallas that runs this, they're having a big dinner. I'm hoping that Jerry Jones donated the stadium for our dinner that we're having. I'm sure that he did. And but anyway, that's beside the point. I don't know anything about that. But we raised quite a bit, and it's the same guys that we beat up every year. It takes about $1,300,000 a day to keep the doors open.
Wow.
At
St. Jude's?
At the hospital, at St. Jude, yeah.
All right, did you watch the game yesterday?
Are you kidding me? That's my team, man. And Romo is my man.
Yeah, I noticed you're wearing a Romo jersey this morning. That's nice.
Let me tell you something. You guys have no idea how good this guy is. No good. When we get a line, let me tell you, if you brought Brady down here and put him with this offensive line, he wouldn't finish the game.
You think he'd quit before the end of the game, or he'd be knocked
killed.
Out?
He'd get killed. I'm telling you, if you give Romo a line, there's not much with those receivers that he has, with Bryant and Austin and these guys and this new one that we have. Listen, our division, we're fine. We're fine. No one in our division is playing any good.
Do you think the media mistreats Tony Romo?
The media, these guys, I'm reading these things. They never played a sport, most of these guys that are writing these articles.
Like these two guys to my right.
No, they played. I saw them running around the field. You know, I saw them running around the field. No, they're fine. But you got to understand, this guy's a competitor. He is a competitor. The mistakes that he makes, you know, also is coming off that sideline. In other words, those plays are
play
coming
calls.
In. Those
yeah.
play calls. Now, those two interceptions that he threw, I never heard kill, kill, kill. And that's what kill, kill, kill means for some of these people that are complaining out there that know nothing about what's going on. Is it means that he's throwing the play out and he's calling a different play because he's watching a one-on-one on Bryant or somebody else. But
I thought he was just identifying what the defensive line was about to do to him.
Let me tell you what. I was sitting with Romero one time at the suite watching him. We were playing Washington, and it was last year.
Who's Romero?
His dad.
Romero Romo?
Romero Romo uh-huh. is his dad.
Crazy.
And, anyway, so we're sitting in there, and I'm watching Barber run. And so I said to him, I said, you know, I says, I don't know anything about football and I never played it, but I know about competitive sports. And I said, if they put this guy on the trading block, no one would pick him up. And he says to me, he says, I think you're wrong. I says, no, I'm not wrong. He's run one play for Chicago and lost a yard, I think. the best one about him, did you ever hear Galloway talk about that he got in a confrontation with a valet parking guy? And Romo says, well, all that valet parking guy, we're talking about Barber. He said, well, all the valet parking guy had to do was back up 2 feet and it never got to him. I almost wrecked my car when he said that. Yeah.
Lee, you once famously threw a snake at Jack Nicklaus. Will you do that with Gordo this morning?
Yeah, throw a snake.
Find a snake and throw it at him.
Listen, Gordo's not going anyplace. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how y'all can call him Gordo anymore. He only weighs 178 pounds.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I mean, he looks great. That's why you got the donuts on the other side of the
table. Trying to get it back to Gordo.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd unhinge my jaw and put the china in my mouth.
I know it. But we're going to be good. We're getting Philadelphia after a week off, and Philadelphia played okay. They ran the ball 38 times yesterday, and that's how they won that game. Yeah.
I have kind of an odd question for you.
Yeah.
When was the last time Lee Trevino rode on someone's shoulders?
Never have.
In your whole life?
No.
Not even as a kid?
No.
Wow, would you like
chicken
to,
fights or anything?
I think we ought to do that here today. For the first time, Lee Trevino rides on someone's shoulders.
No, I never. I'm a nice guy. You know, I always pulled for the other guy. I always did. Even in golf, I always put it. I felt like my.
Are we done with the shoulder topic?
Yeah, we're done with the shoulder topic.
This is Lee moving on.
We're moving on.
Well, thanks for stopping by and jumping on Muse in the News. It's always good to see you.
You guys are doing a great job. Thank you. I enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye.
That's the great Lee Trevino.
Awesome. Such greatness.
Surprise walk-on visit there.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't even know where to go back to here.
He was great in Happy Gilmore. He's a great actor, too.
Yeah, he hates me.
Yeah.
No, he loves you.
No, he likes you.
Yeah.
No, I think he hates me.
No, he likes it. That's the thing about Lee. He likes everybody.
He's standing across the room flipping me off. I think he hates me.
He likes everybody.
That was six majors right there?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Six majors, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was big time.
Three British, right? Three British?
Two British? You won, I think, three British, throw a PGA in there.
Two U.S. Opens?
And two U.S. Opens, yeah.
So is a guy like that set for life? I mean,
yes.
Really? Yeah, Lee's done very well.
Is he still doing all right?
He's
doing just fine.
And was he on Faraday Show? Didn't Faraday have
him? Yeah. It was great. That was his first guest.
And he's got such a fascinating life story.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing life story. Anyway, all right, a couple other news items. I know Rich has been touching on this in the tickers, that Dan Weldon thing. That is so sad.
Horrible.
The guy was 33,
awful.
Couple kids. But that wreck, God, that looked like the apocalypse out there.
But you know, we've seen those wrecks before, and they get right out.
Which I've never understood that.
I know.
They designed those cars, I guess, so well that they blow up, and basically the guy is sitting in a metal cage and all right. But Dan Weldon, of course, he was killed. I guess, was it last night?
You can tell he's very well-liked, too, on the circuit with the way the other drivers were talking about him.
So it was only 11 laps into the race, and then they just, no one wants to race anymore, and they did a few memorial laps for him, and all the drivers were crying and everything. Two other drivers were hospitalized as a result of that accident, J.R. Hildebrand and Pippa Mann. So how many girls are running in the Indy?
Not many.
Circuit.
Danica's now NASCAR, right?
Right.
Yeah, that was
She was running yesterday.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, there's, I think, three full-time females that have been running this year. Three or four.
So those two were hospitalized, Hildebrand and Pippa Mann. But get Pippa Mann's injury. Have you heard of what her injury was? She was being treated for a burn to her right pinky finger.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, it was like a third-degree burn or something. You got to graph that, no matter how small or...
Doesn't a guy just throw some tape, some duct tape on that and keep going?
Let's not minimize. She was in a crash of over 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, hey, she's out there, right?
Yeah.
Takes some guts to be out there.
Yeah.
Indy hasn't had a fatality since Paul Dana killed in 2006 during a crash during the morning warm-up. And you know who won that race later that day?
Dan Weldon.
Indeed. Mm. Indeed. So, sad story there. October 21st, that's the day that Harold Camping says the world's going to come to an end. Now, you may remember Camping's name. He's the guy who said it May 21st was when the world was going to end, and then that went... came and went without fanfare, and now he says, no, it's October 21st.
Oh, man, during the World Series?
Yeah, so we'll only get the first two games of the World Series in.
That sucks. And before we get to birthdays, do want to make a mention that the Ticket's own Larry Hagman has announced that he is battling the cancer.
Hmm.
He's 80 years of age. And I've never seen what kind of cancer it is. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes,
different kind of cancer.
But he says that it's a very treatable form of cancer. So wish him well. Jim Seals of Seals and Crofts is 69. Isn't that the puppet team?
No.
I love it.
Actor Michael McKean is 64.
Greatness.
He's Lenny. And Squiggy, and also David St. Hubbins from Spinal Tap.
And in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, he was, what the hell are you driving here?
And he was on Curb this season, too.
Mm-hmm.
Margot Kidder, 63. Lois Lane.
Didn't she have some issues? She went crazy.
She was found, she broke into a house and tried to go to sleep in some bed or was hiding in the bushes or something, and she had all her front teeth knocked out.
Oh.
And she couldn't explain how that all happened. George Wendt is 63. Country singer Alan Jackson, 53.
Bob.
Mike Judge, Ticket's own. Mike Judge, mm-hmm. 49.
49 years of greatness there.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you said that. Say it again.
49 years of greatness there.
So he's Mike Judge, Ticket's own. Ticket's own Norm MacDonald, 48.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggy Marley is 43. Eminem, 39. Wyclef Jean is 39.
The name always confused me.
Yeah, it is a little bit confusing. And there you go. That's enough.
By the way, 2-2-2 for Lee Trevino. 2 U.S. Open, 2 British, 2 PGA.
I thought that's Herman Cain's tax proposal.
That's 999. All right, Gordo, thank you. That's Muse 734 on Sports Radio 1310. The